Can we ever take on too much? This is the Dean of the University of Healing. Can we ever take on too much? This is our thought for today. It's a good idea. Can we ever take on too much? We have all been plagued with lots of things that interested us and lots of things that we wanted to learn about and do. And we think to ourselves, oh my goodness sakes. I was reading about a lady who was 95 and she graduated from college. And another one who was 100 and she was in college taking courses. And a man in Japan who lived on one of the islands, and he was 108 and he was still working in his fishing activity and in his farming activities. A friend called the other day and said, Herb, I really would like to get aware of a lot of these new technologies that are coming out. There's so many new and wonderful things that are coming up in the world, and I'd like to be aware of them. I'd like to be into them. I'd like to know about the new computers and the new iPods and the iPhones and all these other lovely things that are so exciting. And I'd like to know about them. And I'd like to know about the new programs that they have on computers for making movies and for doing all these things. And I said to him, you know, those are things similar to what I'm interested in too. And he said, well, I mean, here I'm 70 already, and, you know, I'm interested in looking at these things. What's wrong with me? I mean, can't I just be satisfied with the status quo and live with things the way they are? And I said to him, my friend, we all have that same experience. But you chose to live at this time in history, at this time in life, when lots of new things are constantly coming out on the market, constantly coming to our attention. And you've chosen to live in this era and in this flux that's going on with all these wonderful new things coming to our attention. You chose to do that. Now, why you chose to do it? Who knows? That your mind is able to comprehend it? That's wonderful. But you chose to do it. Now, what is your attitude going to be as you're choosing to do it? Are you going to take the attitude that, oh my gosh, there's just so much stuff to learn, there's so many things to do, there's so much that I have to be aware of? Or are you going to take the attitude that, oh, this looks interesting, I will study that. This looks interesting, I will say I know that I know that I know, and I will know these things. This looks interesting. Each thing interesting. And then, as your mind is distracted to something else, you leave the other and you go to something else and you think about the something else for however long you wish. And when you're done thinking about that for a while, then you go thinking something else. And who knows, you may have a dozen things you're thinking about all at one time. You may say, well, it's not really one time. I'm thinking about them at separate times, that from one moment to another moment. It's not really all at one time. Well, just for sake of talking, we say all at one time. But actually, our thoughts are on these things at each instant that we think about them. Now, how can we address ourselves to such a vast plethora of ideas that are coming out and so many wonderful concepts that are being made aware to us? How can we address ourselves to the complexity of the cellular phone? It's interesting that the cellular phones are 2.5 billion cellular phones in the world, and that's more cellular phones than televisions and computers put together. More cellular phones than televisions and computers together. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that iPod and the other computers, the other phones, cell phones, are getting the message. They are incorporating television into their cell phone. They're incorporating television into their cell phones for everyone to be able to guess, behold. And you can get talking books, and you can get reading books, and you can get videos, movies, and you can have these, and you can rent these, and you can have songs, you can have music wherever you go, and you can take your iPhone, and you can plug it into your speaker system, and it'll sound just like a grand concert, because the fidelity is so excellent, and everything is so beautiful. Well, the thing to do is to engage yourself in all the latest technology. Engage yourself intellectually, if not physically, and physically, certainly, whenever possible. And as you do this, play the game. And sure, you may set it aside for a while because you're doing things that have to be done, but you pull it out, and all of a sudden, a light will go on. Boing! My goodness. I didn't realize I could do all those things just that way. It's like the Apple. It has the PC and Apple on it. And you can use either, which is quite fantastic, because the Apple is a very beautiful gadget. And that's the wonderful thing about the Apple creations, the Macintosh creations. They are very beautifully done. Oh, they had their beginnings, they had their time of troubles. But then, imagination fired them, and they took off and became just absolutely wonderful. And I'm looking at Google. And what's Google doing? Google wants to get into the cellular telephone business, but he wants to make the cellular telephone even more enticing, because the phone itself will be modestly priced, and having the phone to use is going to be done basically on advertising. So if you're interested in certain types of things, then you'll receive ads on those sort of things, and they'll have ready-made customers, because you'll not be receiving advertising on material that you're not interested in. Now, what a very thoughtful way to approach a circumstance. What a very thoughtful way to approach an advertising or a promotional idea. You can be sure that this is not something that the others are going to ignore. All the cell phones in the world are going to more or less get on the bandwagon in one way or another, because it'll become positive, dynamic, powerful, exciting, and wealthy project, one that everyone would want to have their fingers in. Yes, everyone will want to have their fingers in it. And what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and say, I am going to just sit in my rocking chair and watch the old videos, the old programs that I saw when I was growing up? Or am I going to get with the new stuff? I don't need the way out wild stuff that the science fi type things are coming up with. But there are some good sound pieces of information that are available on television and on audio visual. They're fantastic, and I need them. I don't need them. I enjoy them to stimulate me in creating my interest in being broader and broader and broader. And scientists tell us that if we will engage our brain, if we will become more and more interested in more and more things, that our brain becomes more and more agile, and we live a longer and longer life. Now, I'm taking from this two extrapolations. One is that the brain, as an active vehicle, the brain as an active partner in the body's participation, is excited about life. And two, that when the brain is excited about life, life is longer. The need to die is not there. The tired out, the worn out, the attitude of it's all over is no longer there. Because the attitude is, I am living in a dynamic, vital, wonderful world, and I am that world, and I am doing everything beautiful and good and fantastic. So, as I say these things to myself, as I say these things to my friend who was asking for counseling, I said, get excited. Get so excited that there's just so many things to do, you don't have time to do them. And that's the wonder of it, because each is a challenge moving you on to something else. And if you get bored or tired with something, you move into the other. And if you're bored or tired with that, you move into something other. And sometimes you go back to where you were, and you fiddle around and do all these wonderful things. This is part of living. This is part of the excitement of living. Inventors, entrepreneurs, people who are out after new ventures, after new concepts. They're out after new concepts, not because they want to make money, that too, not because they want to bring forth some new concept or some new idea into the world, that too, but basically because the excitement of living is what living is all about. Living is all about being exciting, being excited, being active, being involved. And when you and I are involved, when we are excited, when we are involved in life, when we are participating in life to our very fullest, we will be living wonderful. And you say, well, you burn out. What a wonderful way to burn out. But I assure you, you won't burn out. As long as you're excited about life, as long as you're interested in everything you're doing, not that you want to take from others or that you want to manipulate others or control others, but that you want to reveal the magic and the wonder and the excitement that you are within yourself. That's what you want to reveal. And as you reveal that, then life is so wonderful, so exciting. And I told my friend about this, and I said, you know, life can be so wonderful and so exciting. I said, you know, I love words, and it's difficult for me sometimes to refrain from using some fantastic words that I love. And so as people listen to me, they say, boy, are you erudite, are you an intellectual? And I'm really not. I just take all that I know of in living and utilize it in my every moment, every day living. Every moment, every day, I bring forth some new magic in my life, some new excitement, some new wisdom, some new genius. And these are the fun things to do. These are the exciting things to do. These are the things that make life worth living. These are the things that make living and life. And I love it. I love it. Every one of us can wake up to the excitement of living. And rather than saying we cannot do something, which is too easy to say, we say, it's easy. I can do that. No problem. No problem. And move right into it. Move right into it. And pretty soon we'll stop saying no problem, because we'll just move into it and be excited about it and just have a rushing, wonderful, good time about it. This is what life is all about. This is what we are all about. This is what everything is all about. Is this what you want to play? Is this what you want to do? Is this what you want to have in your life? It's what I want. So if it is, join in today and love it and excite yourself with it and enjoy it. Know with me that life is good and busy and active. I love you. I love you. I love you.